Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 73 today under clear skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 37 tonight, clear skies. Highs level off around 56 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 59.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Democrats hope to get President Biden's Build Back Better bill to the finish line in December, but first they face a more urgent stalemate with Republicans ahead of Friday's expiration of a stopgap funding bill. The massive Build Back Better bill is critical to Biden's climate policy, as well as funding a range of social priorities past the House ahead of the Thanksgiving break, but it's far too clear when and how Senate Democrats can unify to the legislation. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia could delay passage into the new year. Manchin is expected to demand cuts to the House-passed bill, could support the legislation in December, but is more inclined to wait and watch and see how inflation plays out, he said. Democrats also waiting to see what provisions, including some involving immigration, may have been stricken from the measure because of objections from the Senate parliamentarian. The budget reconciliation process that Democrats are using to move the bill bars the inclusions of what the parliamentarian determines are non-budgetary provisions. Senate Democrats also need to address some timing challenges that were identified in the cost estimates issued by the Congressional Budget Office ahead of the House vote on the bill. Under budget reconciliation rules, the spending authorized by a bill must take place within a 10-year window after the measure is enacted. The legislation would authorize $27.1 billion in new conservation funding, but CBO estimates that only $23.5 billion of that would be allocated before the end of fiscal year 2031. That's the last year of the Build Back Better legislation could affect spending if it takes effect in fiscal year 2022. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police say speed and alcohol use are suspected to be factors in a Thanksgiving night accident that killed a man and critically injured a woman. KSNW-TV reports that the accident happened around 8 p.m. Thursday at 13th and Hillside. Lieutenant Chris Marceau says a pickup truck struck an SUV from behind at a stoplight, causing the SUV to roll over. A 65-year-old man died, and a 67-year-old passenger is hospitalized in critical condition. The 37-year-old driver of the pickup truck was taken into custody. Governor Laura Kelly recently announced the results of the study by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. Kelly said in 2020, state park visitors contributed more than $170 million to grow our economy. She says we'll use this data to support our parks, strengthen our economy, and continue improving Kansans' quality of life. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
This year, the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor will be observed with special ceremonies on Tuesday, December 7th. It'll be a special day for a group of students from Fort Hays State University as the choir performs at the event. Here's Rachel Lumpkins with the Fort Hays Singers.
We are kicking off the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor with singing the national anthem, which just feels surreal and also humbles you. We're not taking this lightheartedly. We know why we're going. We know the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor has affected so many people. We know the gravity of it.
Dr. Terry Krull, Fort Hays State University Choir Director.
Be proud of us for representing Kansas. I want them to know that we are representing all of them, especially their loved ones who served in any capacity in any war.
And that audio courtesy of KSN. In all, 26 students are preparing to head to Hawaii. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An early morning fire at the College Park Apartments in Bellevue has heavily damaged the building. The Omaha World Herald reports crews from the Bellevue Fire Department responding to a call at 3:35 Saturday morning found smoke and fire coming out of the second floor of the three-story building. Firefighters got it under control in about 20 minutes. The American Red Cross gave aid to five people who were in the building. Only three apartments were occupied. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A damage estimate wasn't immediately available. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal's Agency is investigating after a fatal fire on Thanksgiving morning in rural eastern Nebraska. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the fire was reported just after 4:30 a.m. in Humboldt. The home was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived. A body was found in the home. No further information was released. Humboldt is in Richardson County, 60 miles southeast of Lincoln. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ashley Home Store has lots of in-stock furniture, TVs, and appliances ready for immediate pickup or delivery. They have over 700 furniture items in the warehouse, including sectionals, recliners, dinette sets, mattresses, and the Brand Source Appliance Store has a large selection of in-stock name brand dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, and freezers. While they offer free shipping, they're booked out for several weeks, but you can pick up immediately. Shop locally for your Ashley direct pricing and hometown service. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A grant that would fund over $400,000 toward cost of development of street access to an industrial park site proposed for East Marysville was among 20 projects statewide, sharing $9.4 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation. The site near Subway and Caniquip is being considered for construction of a new jail project, with Marshall County owning just over 6 acres and the adjacent 5 acres owned by Marshall County Partnership for Growth that could be developed as a business park. Helen Barber with Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County commissioners last week to discuss the recent award of the cost share grant for the 11th Terrace Access Road extension in the amount of $408,000. In the next 6 to 8 months, the county should receive an agreement from the Kansas Department of Transportation, and once signed, the project may move forward. Marshall County will be financially responsible for 40% local cash match, preliminary engineering and design, right-of-way, utilities, non-participating items, and all costs that exceed the maximum state award. Barber also asked the board to consider using part of the American Rescue Plan funding to develop housing throughout the county. Commissioner Keith Bramhall would like to consider using some of these funds for premium pay for Marshall County employees who worked through the COVID-19 pandemic last year. The deputy county clerk will calculate hours worked and give examples of premium pay based on $2, $4, and $5 an hour increase for all employees who worked March 2020 through March 2021. The board briefly discussed the possibility of closing the doors to the public December 31st. This would be a work day for employees. Historically, the courthouse closes to the public at noon on the 31st, and once balancing is complete, employees are allowed to leave and use vacation time for any remaining hours. This process would still apply if the courthouse were to be closed all day December 31st. No final decision was made. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion regarding election worker pay, which is $12.50 per hour, noting that it's adequate, but they did consent to providing lunch in addition for poll workers. Conversation continued regarding pay for temporary workers, who will, as a result, receive an extra dollar per hour on the base rates. It was reported that Washington County's valuation rate rose to nearly $142 million, an increase of some $20 million, resulting in a decline in the mill levy to 58.019 in 2021 from 65.947 mill in 2020. The Nemaha County Sheriff advised at the commissioners' meeting last week that Dayton Quint has been hired as a full-time deputy beginning work this week, and commissioners approved hiring a contract tracer for the Public Health Department. Area fire departments from Frankfort, Blue Rapids, and Waterville responded Saturday afternoon to a fire at a machine shed that reportedly spread to adjacent grass and hay pasture at the Lee Bigham Farm east of Blue Rapids. Significant damage was reported, but the house was not involved. Marshall County Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. She spoke of the primary emphasis of the agency, which provides a variety of senior services.
Absolutely. Our main goal is to help seniors be able to stay in their homes longer. That's one of at least my top goals. And we help facilitate that between meals, whether it's the in-house dining at all three of our nutrition sites, that's Blue Rapids, Frankfort, and here in Marysville, or they can do Meals on Wheels if they're unable to drive, don't want to utilize our bus services, or if they just can't physically get out of their homes. We also have our transportation system. We do in-county, in every town in Marshall County, and we also do trips to Lincoln, Manhattan, Topeka. So that's our main goal, is to help seniors stay in their homes as long as possible.
Bill R. Crow, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Private family graveside service Tuesday at the State Line Emanuel Lutheran Cemetery, north of Marysville. Visitation Monday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bill Crow. Patricia Clausenbutcher, age 83, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 6, with a vigil service following at 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Clausenbutcher. Dolores M. Sutton, age 104, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Sutton. Lyle I. Droege, age 99, of Pawnee City, passed away November 22nd. A memorial service is planned Saturday, December 4th, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Christian Church in Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8, family will greet friends Friday 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lyle Druggie. Charles W. Fleer, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday 4 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf in charge of arrangements for Charles Fleer.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue to see very quiet weather as we head through our forecast. Temperatures well above normal initially, and then a cool down into Tuesday. And we'll see those temperatures warm as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a closer look at our forecast, sunny today, high is 73. Tonight, mainly clear, low near 37. Then cooler on Tuesday as a cold front works its way through the area. We'll have occasional sun and a high near 57. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 36. Then we warm it back up on Wednesday with a high of 63. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 43. High is 71 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, mainly clear, low of 42. High is 61 on Friday, mainly sunny. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 32. High of 50 on Saturday, lots of sun. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low of 32. High of 51 Sunday. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood, from the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature late November, 49. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 27, and the record low, 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:06.
Slippery sidewalk season is here, but you should also tread carefully when choosing an ice melt product. We discuss the options on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 29th, the 333rd day of the year. Comedian Howie Mandel was born on this day, and the first Army-Navy football game was played in 1890. It'll soon be time to stock up on ice melt for sidewalks and driveways, and you're sure to find a mind-boggling variety of chemicals on the market this year. Rock salt is still the most common treatment, but it does have drawbacks. It's corrosive to metal and harmful to plants. Products made with calcium, potassium, or magnesium chloride are safer, albeit more expensive alternatives. But here's a clever way to cut your cost and reduce the harm to landscaping. Mix those products with sand. Even mixed at a 3-to-1 ratio, they're still very effective for melting ice. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Number 4 Kansas beat Iona 96-83 in the first meeting between Hall of Fame coaches Bill Self and Rick Pitino. Christian Braun had 18 points and 7 rebounds, and Oche Abanje had 17 points for the Jayhawks. The Jayhawks were coming off their first loss of the season, 74-73 to Dayton, on a buzzer beater in an ESPN Events Invitational semifinal on Friday.
Kansas State put five players in double figures and cruised to an 84-42 win over North Dakota on Sunday afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum. The Cats had season bests in field goal percentage at 60.3% and assists 21 while forcing 17 turnovers and holding North Dakota to a season low in points. And Bobby Wood directed Justin Moran's crossing pass from low in the right corner in the 90th minute to give Real Salt Lake a 2-1 victory over Sporting Kansas City on Sunday in Major League Soccer's Western Conference semifinals. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that are that did lose their jobs and lost their income and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Junior Rashawn Johnson ran for career best 179 yards, and Texas beat Kansas State 22-17 Friday afternoon in Austin. Texas 5-7, 3-6 in the Big 12, ended the regular season by snapping a six-game losing streak, its longest since 1956. K-State 7-5, 4-5 in the conference, played without starting quarterback Skylar Thompson, who suffered an ankle injury last week against Baylor. West Virginia beat KU Saturday night inside a mostly empty Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. Kansas made big strides in its first season under Leipold, beating the Longhorns and taking TCU and West Virginia to the wire late in the season. Both Kansas and Kansas State's volleyball teams will make the NCAA tournament. For the 10th time in program history, the Jayhawks are going dancing. They'll face Oregon in the first round. The Wildcats received the program's 18th all-time selection to the tournament. K-State will play Florida State in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Congratulations to your Axtell Eagles as they defeated Wheatland Grinnell 44-18 to become your 2021 state champions. It started off fast and often between these two teams. An 8-yard TD run put Axtell up 8-0 and then immediately responded from Isaac Mendez, putting them down to Wheatland Grinnell 8-6. And then following a weird couple of possessions from either which side, a 6-yard TD run from Isaac Detweiler put Axtell back in momentum. And then from that point on, it was a back and forth going into halftime. An 11-yard TD reception from Jed Vincent put Wheatland Grinnell down 2, but immediately responded by an 18-yard Isaac Detweiler touchdown run going into halftime, putting Axtell up 20-12. But that from that point on, it was all Axtell all the time. Following a 7-minute drive, capped off by a 29-yard pass to Brendan Schmelsley, put Axtell up 28-12. Then from that point on, Wheatland Grinnell only got one score, to where Axtell got a couple others, putting us here 44-18 with your Axtell Eagles winning the state championship here on KNDY.
The Axtell Eagles are the 2021 eight-man football champions, and we're here to discuss it as we hear from players and coaches all week long on the TVL Spotlight. Then we transition quickly into Twin Valley League basketball starting on Thursday. I'll tell you what you need to know about TVL Hoops, the TVL Spotlight, on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Create a tropical paradise indoors with one of many palms suited to growing in your home. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most palms require bright light. Place them in front of a sunny window or a brightly lit corner or wall. Water thoroughly just as the soil surface begins to dry. Keep the soil slightly moist like a sponge that's been wrung out. Overwatering can cause root rot, and underwatering results in brown tips and fronds. Increase the humidity around your plant by filling the saucer with pebbles and water. Place the pot on the pebbles above the water. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plants. Fertilize actively growing plants with a slow-release houseplant fertilizer according to label directions. Repot plants every year or two as they outgrow their containers. Move the plant into a pot no more than 1 or 2 inches larger in diameter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Jane loved history and the performing arts. And when she found herself in this town of under 1,000 people, she had an idea of how the two might be combined for unique production that today draws many here to see it. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jane Peck began traveling from the Twin Cities to the small town of Lanesboro, Minnesota several years ago. At first, it was a place just to relax and vacation. Today, it's her home.
In all those years, dating back to 1985, so I've seen a lot of change here. I just looked at this town thinking, if ever there is a set ready for a play, this is it.
Jane loved history and the performing arts and wondered if there was a way to combine the two.
It began with me getting on staff at our local history museum. That really enabled me to learn more about the town and about the history here. Then I went for a small grant for an independent artist project.
Those history productions have grown to include 30 to 40 performers, mostly local, but some professionals from the region. This year's show focused on the year 1948.
It began with a whole scene about many of our community members who are Norwegian, and so many of their connections to Norway during the war.
The scenes move around town with ties to past and present residents.
The next scene was right here where we are sitting outdoors at the cold storage or produce company. It was about a woman who is still alive, approaching 100, who had worked here during the war.
They usually hold multiple performances on a couple of weekends each fall, but have looked at growing their schedule. Grants help offset production costs. It's free to attend.
It's not general. They're specific about individuals from our town who did X, Y, Z in this certain place.
It's a fun way this town has kept history alive in their small town. Traveling the Countryside in Lanesboro, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction will sell farmland for the Mervin and Marjorie family farms Friday, December 3rd. Two tracts, including 271 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County, Kansas cropland, sell at 10 a.m. at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine. Tract 1 is 204 acres more or less, terrace cropland, the balance mostly hayed waterways. Tract 2, 36 acres more or less, terraced cropland with one hayed waterway. The two farms are three-quarter mile away from each other on the paved Westmoreland Road with utility and rural water service. Then at 2 p.m. Friday, 246 acres Marshall County, Kansas cropland will sell. Tract 1, 82 acres more or less cropland, Majority Creek Bottom, Elm Creek and Timber, features recreational hunting and fishing. And Tract 2, 79 acres cropland north of Highway 9. The farm is 46 acres terraced, 33 acres, majority of bottom ground. For inspection or information, contact Homestead Real Estate. This land auction for the Merv and Marge Nord family farms will be held Friday with 10 a.m. sale at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine, the 2 p.m. sale at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday, December 4th. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale to be held northwest of Baileyville at 2504 B Road, Axtell. The real estate includes a 7.5-acre parcel with a well-kept 1997 two-bedroom ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding, metal roof, several outbuildings included on the property. The remainder of the farmland will be sold in several tracts. They will be selling tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailers, machinery, a Great Plains no-till grain drill, front loader, rotting mower, UTV, and more. This real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Household and tools sell at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale at 2504 B Road, Axtell. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazenkamp Trust Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road at Axtell. Real estate sales at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. To be sold, 284 acres of Nemahal County farmland, pastureland, and farmstead in six tracts. The farmstead is a 7.5-acre parcel with a two-bedroom, 1997 ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding and metal roof, several outbuildings, including a two-car garage. The other farmland will be sold in several tracts. The machinery items will include tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailer, plus a front loader, machinery, rotting mower, UTV, and more. For inspection of real estate, call John Klein, broker and auctioneer with Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate and farm machinery auction, Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road, Axtell, begins at 10:30 with the real estate, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery.
If you raise a specialty product, a local chef probably wants it. Hi, I'm Jody Hinkey. Learn how your products might fit a particular menu and connect with a chef as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
That raise specialty produce and livestock can benefit from positioning their products well. One good way to do this is to approach chefs within your community. Chef David Guas is the owner of Bayou Bakery Coffee Bar and Eatery in Arlington, Virginia. Much of what he sources for his restaurant comes from farms in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Maryland. He recommends growers study a restaurant's approach, understand what chefs need for their menus, and be respectful.
To come in unannounced and then expect time with the chef is sort of a no-no. So maybe bring product in. That's always a winner. You know, chefs get real excited about maybe a little bit of a smorgasbord of some root vegetables or what have you and say, you know, here's my business card. Here, this is on the house. Play around with it. Tell me what you think. I'm at the market every Saturday. I'd love your business. End of story.
Chefs want to foster relationships with growers. Guas is a frequent visitor to his source farms and says chefs also do their homework by studying farm websites, checking seasonal rotation, and learning about farm practices.
I go to different stands, different farms, And then I learn more about the individual. Is this a co-op? Is this private family owned? Is it part of an intern program with a local college? You know, what are they a part of? What do they believe in? I can buy mustard greens and collards from anybody, but if I get along with the individual, there's chemistry there and they're doing everything that I believe in. I generally don't keep company with people that aren't producing quality products.
Once you establish relationships with chefs, there might be greater opportunities in store. For example, Guas wanted the hot sauces at his eatery to be more distinctive, so he asked a local farmer to grow specific types of peppers for him. Find more tips for approaching chefs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Farmers are doing their part to help the environment, and people are noticing. More to come on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gemplers.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gemplers.com. Surveys have consistently ranked farmers high in public trust, and one recently showed that folks believe farmers are also doing a good job environmentally. Terry Moore of the American Farm Bureau Federation says they do surveys regularly, and in August, people were asked if they thought farmers were operating sustainably to reduce their carbon footprint.
62% of Americans believe farmers are taking active steps to reduce their carbon footprint. And another 20% simply aren't sure. They're very open. They just don't know. So that's 80% of the population. Of that 20% who didn't think farmers were doing such a good job, once they saw our messages, and these are messages we've developed from EPA data, from USDA data, so they're based in solid data. Once they read those messages, more than half said, you know what? I now agree that farmers are doing a great job.
Moore says this contradicts some of what we hear.
Those voices of skepticism and criticism can be really, really loud. We just cannot be deterred by that because we know even a quiet voice of reason coming straight from the farm can have a dramatic impact in changing someone's perspective.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, in the launch year of its Extend Flex soybeans, Bayer officials are pleased with the 2021 performance. Extend Flex soybeans provide growers tolerance in dicamba and glyphosate and are considered another tool for their resistance and tough-to-control weeds. At the 2021 NEFB convention in Kansas City, Bayer Technology Development Manager Matt Goddard said Extend Flex soybeans had a great report for this growing season.
We got a lot of information back. We're still waiting on some, you know, some of the late harvest, but overall, we're seeing strong yields, seeing good weed control performance, and I think overall it's represented really well.
He goes on to talk about some of the possible concerns in the Midwest over drought conditions that occurred throughout the entire summer.
It's always a concern when it hits in these areas, but some of the challenges hit on weed control, you know, the actively growing weeds out in the marketplace. So it's something that you always want a healthy crop and actively growing weeds for weed control. So there was some challenge over in the Midwest from that standpoint, but also from a crop health standpoint. Want them growing actively and getting the rainfall, and that creates its own challenges.
He also goes on to explain why growers should consider Extend Flex soybeans for their farms in the coming season.
2022, we're looking to revamp our pipelines, and we had our initial launch in 2021. In 2022, we'll be bringing new varieties forward, hopefully replacing some and giving more options in other places. So, but from our early maturity groups all the way to our late maturing soybeans, we'll have new offerings on the table.
Again, that was our chat with Matt Goddard, the Bayer Technology Development Manager at this year's 2021 National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, Kansas. You can learn more about Extend Flex soybeans by visiting their website, RoundupReadyExtend.com, or farmers can reach out to their local Bayer representative. They say they are looking forward to a new 2022 growing season for soybeans and other crops as well, and that the Extend Flex soybeans could be a major part of the agricultural industry and many farmers getting ready for the new season. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With CakeForest Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and CakeForest Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Christmas season, loading.
Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Supply chain issues have made life difficult for U.S. farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Correspondent Chad Smith with more on how those supply chain issues could make the holiday season more challenging.
Ongoing supply chain challenges that have plagued the U.S. economy can be traced back to stay-at-home orders put in place at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Roger Cryan, chief economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says consumers clog supply lanes with purchases of goods rather than services.
They ended up buying a lot of stuff from across the Pacific Ocean, and that stuff clogged up the ships and the containers and the ports. All that overloaded supply chain infrastructure. Structure is getting in the way of things getting to the U.S., like machine parts and computer chips for tractor manufacturers and fertilizer for farmers. It's also causing some problems for farmers exporting as well.
Cryan says those issues will likely impact the holidays.
It's going to make it hard for a lot of folks who wanted to get stuff from across the ocean for Christmas, for holiday gifts and so forth. It's raising prices for some other things. We did a Thanksgiving survey that showed the price of the turkey is up. But I think the biggest issues are across the economy.
He says consumers can help ease some of the supply chain issues by shopping closer to home.
If you want to help unclog the supply chain, you could buy less stuff that has to come across the ocean and through our West Coast ports and think about alternatives. Think about shifts in your holiday buying. So we can buy a lot of different things for the holidays. Maybe buy a fruit basket from the farm stand or a cheese box or some local wine from your farmer's market. Gift certificate for the restaurant on Main Street. That's good for a lot of things. We want you to get that new TV you want, but maybe later. We believe trade is a good thing, and American farmers depend on trade. But this year, you could try looking for the things close by that can bring you joy this holiday season.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Tonight, business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Shop local and make a difference while saving money with the Doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Start with the Werner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder for $74.99 or the 8-foot stepladder for $119.99. The Porter Cable Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit is $179.99 or go for the 4-Tool Combo Kit for $249.99. Add a new toy to the shop and get the DeWalt 12-inch double bevel sliding compound miter saw for $599.99. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Long-term productivity of a cattle herd depends on high conception rates. Focus on cow body condition and her nutritional program on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit MyBayerPlus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Cow-calf operation is for the cow to conceive and produce a calf every year. There are many factors that affect pregnancy rate. Good nutrition and healthy body condition are two of them. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist and animal science professor at Oklahoma State University. He says to pay attention to her body condition score the day she calves. Cows should calve with a score of 5 and first calf heifers a score of 6.
Because that gives her the best opportunity to start her estrous cycle again. It needs to be within about 80 days or so if she's going to maintain a 365-day calving interval. Thin cows, on average, the postpartum interval will be extended or long. And so not as many cows will cycle prior to the beginning of the breeding season, and not as many cows will cycle early during the breeding season.
He says new research over the past few years would recommend not making dramatic changes to their nutritional program at the time of breeding and for about 45 days after.
So here's an example. People develop their heifers in a dry lot through the winter and maybe just keep them in there because it's convenient to synchronize and breed those heifers in the dry lot. And then as soon as they're bred in the springtime, kick them out on green pasture. That's a pretty radical change in their diet, and it's been shown to reduce conception rate. Modest change or gradual change in their diet turns out to be very important.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about factors in cattle conception rates at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Take advantage right now booking seed for spring planting. John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics. And when you book now, they're offering the highest cash discounts in the seed business with 13% off or 0% John Deere financing until December next year. Top yielding hybrids from C-Tech mean better quality through better testing, more technology, and more genetics. Take advantage of his 13% cash discount or 0% financing on C-Tech Genetics, including a full lineup of corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Call or catch John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at 562-7157 or find him on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's closing in just a little bit in the next hour or so as we go through the day. We started off kind of mixed but a little bit higher across the board for the livestock and mixed but mostly lower in the grains. Grains have definitely taken a dive further into the red as things kind of correct themselves at the end of last week that saw some massive numbers shoot up into the green. A lot of that was concern about the COVID-19 variant coming out of South Africa. But now that we are aware that it's not as deadly or concerning as it needs to be, and many of the markets are beginning to kind of reset themselves, both in the stock market and in the ag markets as well. Going through the day today, though, we are seeing December corn down in the red at 8 3/4 right now at 5.78 even. We have the Kansas City wheat down 12 3/4 sitting at 8.52 1/4. Oats, they started off strong today. They are dipping into the red a bit. December oats are down 5 3/4 at 7.49 1/4. In the bean market, they started off about some of the only grains in the green but have gone downwards as the day goes along. January soybeans are down 10 points right now at 12.42 3/4. The bean meal for December is down $6.90 at 3.49 30, with the bean oil for December down 68 cents sitting at 58.34. Cotton market as well, they started off in the green but has dipped into the red a bit, 10 cents lower for December cotton right now at 116.5. The canola is down by $16.40 at 10.22 50. Over in the U.S. dollar index, we are seeing a rebound there, though, as we saw that one kind of struggle at the end of last week in the red a bit. U.S. dollar index for December today is up 22 cents in the green at 96.33. March index also up by 27 cents. In the, rest of the markets here, we have 30-year bonds for December down in the red a hair at 162. 10-year notes are also in the red slightly at 131. So we'll see how we wrap up here for a Monday today for the first full week after the Thanksgiving holiday from last week. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Monday afternoon.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mount.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.